ミサイルメン、
ワン、ツー、スリー、フォ
you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have in the studio today? Hello, who are you?
My name's Trevor.
Trevor, what are you doing today on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show? And what do you represent? The band The Ballantines, please explain.
Today, decided to bring in some records from the 90s up into the 2000s.
You have a mission. What is your mission? Please explain to the people, Trevor.
Well, it seems that the 90s are cool again, so there's a lot of people wearing, bleached out pants and bad haircuts. And so I decided to bring a different version, my version of the 90s.
So when you think of the 90s, this is what you think of.
Yeah.
And right off the bat, what did you think of, Trevor?
Thought of Guitar Wolf.
And please explain why. Did you see him recently? He did come through Vancouver, British Columbia,
yeah,
Canada.
I was at that show. This record came out in 93, and it's on a Seattle label, Bags of Hammers. It's my favorite Guitar Wolf song.
And when you think of the 1990s, you also think of what have we coming up right now here?
The Spits.
From?
From Seattle.
From what year?
That one, geez, actually I didn't do my homework on when that was put out.
But you're pretty sure it's the
1990s. It's not specific to the 90s. It's the 90s and the early 2000s.
So here we have Trevor, also in the band The Ballantines, we should say, right? Shout out to The Ballantines from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah.
And Trevor, you were on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show before, and now you've brought more records in. So record exploration, the 1990s, via Trevor's mind here on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And also, a bit later on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, Death from Detroit, who are playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and Blowfly from Miami on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And your band is also playing tonight as well in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Not The Ballantines.
Not necessarily my band, but a Ramones cover band. Yeah, playing drums and that.
And where's that happening?
It's at Funky Wicker Beans. Winker Beans.
So here we go. The Spits, as chosen by Trevor on the Nardwuar of the Human Serviette Radio Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show with special guest DJ
Trevor.
Hello, Trevor. How the hell are you?
I'm doing better now.
What did we just hear there? And all this work is via Trevor. Thank you, Trevor, for coming to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show and displaying all these great tunes. Even though you're from Calgary, Alberta, this is spanning. Are you playing one band from Calgary in the set that you're bringing us today in the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show?
It could happen.
It could happen. Okay. And what did we just hear, Trevor?
That song was Satisfy Me by the Carbonas.
Anything you'd like to add about that?
It's good.
And before that?
Before that was the Busy Signals, Just Want to Go Out. And before that, the Spits, my favorite band of the last easily 15 years.
And I mentioned Calgary because you at one time were in the Hazard Lights from Calgary, right? Going way back.
Going way back. Yeah, my first band.
And one of the guys that championed that band was Darren. Darren Boram of the Vindicators.
Of the Vindicators, that's right.
And he couldn't be here today, but he has many great obscurities that he'd love to play on the radio, doesn't he?
Yeah, we plan to come back and take over your show again.
And he also has that amazing guitar, and I think I ask this every time I talk to you, but could you please quickly say again the Darren Boram Mods guitar Pete Townsend connection? Because it's incredible, isn't it? From the band The Vindicators, there's some connection, this amazing Rickenbacker light show guitar he had, right?
There is, I guess there's a super rare guitar owned by Chesterfield Kings and passed down, and he ended up getting it. Had to sell it through some rough times, and it went to Tom Petty. It's pretty cool.
Darren, wow, so the Vindicators are responsible for Tom Petty. Quite incredible.
Yeah, and he's also in a new band called The Fags, which will be here for the La-Di-Da Festival, the Fall Down, Get Down.
And Darren also is involved with scootering and stuff.
The Jaguars Scooter Club.
Yes, and wasn't there a little scooter fight that happened a little while back? What happened there? Could you explain? Are there really scooter fights still?
There's animosity, but we won't go into that.
Instead, we'll go into Nervous Talk, which is a band that you help participate with, isn't it?
Yeah, it's another project of mine. Me and my pal Joel Butler, Shane, and Todd from the Time Cops.
So here we have Trevor from the Ballantines, live on the Nerdwater Human Serviette radio show, bringing out a whole bunch of tunes from the 1990s, what reminds him of the 1990s. And right now we're going to play something from the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th century, 2013. It's the Nervous Talk with you on drums. Anything you'd like to point out about this particular track?
Just finished recording this actually on the weekend, last weekend, so it's brand new.
World exclusive for world listeners exclusive. Of the Nerdwater Human Serviette radio show.
And it's fun, so decided to play that.
Nervous Talk.
Say, you kid, what's wrong with you? So, well, sir, I have bad hair, and I can't get any girls. And you're ugly, too.
And you're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, with special guest DJ
Trevor
from the Ballantines, bringing specifically what again to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show? What are you bringing today to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, Trevor? And thank you so much for a nice box of records and the queuing fun, too. And the queuing fun.
Yeah, not a problem. Today I'm bringing my collection of records from the 90s into the early 2000s. Maybe current 2000s as well.
And we heard a little selection right there. What did we just hear there?
So the Frumpies, Be Good.
And before that?
Before that, oh man, one of my favorite bands, The Jews, featuring Matt Murillo from the Maxines.
Who's been on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show, and you actually played a gig with the Maxines.
The Ballantines opened for them, our very first show.
And could you explain a bit about the Ballantines for people that don't know? Two drummers!
Yeah.
Is that what people say? Like, explain the Ballantines. Two drummers. Is that what people say first? What do people say first about the Ballantines?
I don't know.
Two drummers.
Two drummers, yeah.
Two drummers. Or Vanessa D on Twitter.
That's right.
So we heard a little bit there of The Jews. What do we hear by The Jews there?
Love in a Pill.
And that particular was from an LP. How dare you break from the format?
Yeah. It happens.
And before that, some Peaches.
The Peaches, yeah. I don't know. Mad Doctor. Love that band.
Featuring Molly Newman and Chrisser and Marcos, too.
Yeah.
And another person in the Peaches. And before that, some New Bomb Turks.
Snap Decision. And before that, the Naughty Knights, Tommy of the River.
And we began with your own band, brand new, from Nervous Talk.
Yeah, I think we're calling that Something Wrong.
You don't even have the song title yet, and yet you debuted it on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show. It gave me the exclusive. Thank you.
You got it.
Recorded by Felix in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Felix Fun. Felix Fun.
And coming up right now, we have some barbecue. Could you explain why barbecue? What did you pick for barbecue?
I picked Hang It Up by Mark Salton.
What's your encounters with barbecue?
Friendly. I've known that guy for years. He stays on my couch whenever he's in town. Super nice guy.
How about when you're touring in the Ballantines? How was your tour? I saw some great tour posters when you guys toured down the West Coast. People took a lot of effort to make the tour poster. When there's a tour poster, it looks great. I mean, not necessarily a tour poster, but individual gigs. How was that tour?
It was great, from what I can remember.
Were there some good couches to stay on?
Yeah, absolutely. I also met Jello Biafra. He came out to one of the shows and got to hang out with Russell Kwan.
Incredible.
Legendary.
Who will be on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show in a couple weeks.
And you'll also be on my couch.
Ba-boom!
Ba-boom.
And what did you do with Russell, just out of curiosity? What did you do? Were you DJing with him? Because you're DJing live today in the Nardwar to Human Serviette. You're drumming in Nervous Talk. You're drumming in the Ballantines. What were you doing with Russell?
He was DJing our show in San Francisco.
What sort of selections was he playing? Did he take requests? You help out?
Didn't bother to ask. Just let him do his thing. He played some pretty amazing 60s stuff. The guy knows it all.
Was Jello right in the pit there watching you guys?
That was in Oakland, and I don't think so. Also, some of the guys from the Flaming Groovies were at that show, but I never got to meet them. And I've rated that band number two of my all-time favorite bands.
So, Flaming Groovies members, Jello Biafra, Russell from the Mummies, and then you played the Squamish Festival in Squamish, British Columbia, Canada. Who'd you get to meet there, the Squamish Festival?
I didn't meet anybody.
You just went home? That must have been pretty interesting, though. A big festival, right?
Yeah, that's not really my jam. I just sat in a car and listened to The Who.
Okay, and coming up, we have some barbecue here, delivered by Trevor from the Ballantines, who delivered a whole bunch of 90s garage rock that he's been inspired by these days, right?
Right, yeah.
You've been listening to these tunes over and over again and want to share them with the listeners of the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. So here is barbecue on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show.
I'm all alone, alone, and I wanna
and you're still listening to the Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show with special guest DJ
Trevor
of the Ballantines. And Trevor has come into the Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show. I should say kindly come into the Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio
Show.
Over
your show.
You have completely, because you're actually behind the wheels of steel there, behind the turntables. You've brought a box of records. You've got an order for the songs. You've got it all thought out. Thank you for doing the Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show. And you even have a theme too, the 90s. The 90s, how you want to remember them.
Yeah.
The 90s, how Trevor wants to remember them, although not all 90s all the time, but a good chunk of 90s there. And what did we just hear, Trevor?
That was High Tension Wires from Texas. Members of the Marked Men, Send a Message, the first LP.
And before that?
Lover, Rich Retard, Rich Cook, actually. That's his band.
Where are they from?
It was Memphis. That's where it was recorded, so put two and two together. And then before that is Elvis Christ from the Bay Area.
Which you bought at Amoeba Records.
Bought at Amoeba Records, but also my friend Bobby in Oakland made the Ballantines when we were on tour a mixtape of a bunch of Bay Area bands, and that one really struck a chord. Super catchy.
And before that, Barbecue. Not King Kong and Barbecue, not King Kong and the Shrines, but Barbecue Solo.
Solo, yeah. Hang it up.
And coming up, we're going to have some excitement in regards to the Ballantines. You're having gigs coming up, aren't you, with the Ballantines? Aside from playing tonight in your Ramones cover band,
yeah.
Right? Isn't tonight the wrong night to be playing in a Ramones cover band? Should it have been like on Halloween you do a cover band thing?
Did play last night as
oh,
well.
Oh, you did? Okay, how dare I say that? How'd it go?
Good, from what I remember. I woke up with a receipt for $25 McDonald's. I don't know how that happened.
What'd you get? Do you know? Did you look?
Can you tell
by the stomach what you got?
I can tell I had a Big Mac by my stomach. It's pretty angry at me right now.
That's quite a lot of McDonald's, isn't it? $25. That's
yeah,
quite a bit.
That's a lot of
money. Do you share when you go to McDonald's? Or was that all for yourself, you think?
I don't know.
Trevor, of the Ballantines. And Trevor, what do we have coming up right now?
All right, coming up, FM Knives from Sacramento. The song is called DOA.
On the Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show.
Began each and every clean up, and mom was telling me to clear out. And I never had a reason, must get a sicker every season. I've avoided any faces, smiles are gonna make my eyes win. Another letter in my pocket for the night I punch the ticket. DOA from the Taco Bay. Never meant no harm unless they all know who they are. And for a few nights and a tricky ride, I can't afford to stay till my birthday cake. My head is empty as my notebook, my stare is blank as my address book. The only time I ever felt free is when I drifted in the alley. They're gonna start pointing a finger for the twins, I am a ringer. 150 at the clinic. Padad, padad, padad. DOA. Bye.
You're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, with special guest DJ
Trevor
from the Ballantines, bringing in a whole bunch of music to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, queuing it up, playing the music, and also bringing in many, many exciting bits of information, such as what we are playing.
Yeah, that's brand new, Ballantines EP, released on Tuesday. So the song was called Morning.
Your band, The Ballantines, with you on drums.
One of them, yeah.
And stuff coming up with The Ballantines, as I think I kind of mentioned to you before.
Yeah, pretty excited. The Fall Down Get Down happens mid-November, the 14th to the 17th, and they're bringing in Rocky Erickson. Legendary Rocky Erickson. So I think that show will be...
And are you playing that show?
Ballantines are playing Dead Ghosts and King Dude. No, sorry, King... Yeah, King Dude. From Seattle. There's so many kings, so many king bands.
And that's the Fall Down
Get Down
Festival, put on by Latida Records.
Yeah, those guys are amazing.
And last year it was Death, and Death coming up on an Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show soon, an interview, also an interview with Blowfly. And this year, well, Death are playing tonight, but this year Rocky Erickson and a whole bunch of other bands. And the Cool Ghouls, too?
Cool Ghouls, Steve Adamack. Hex the Spencers were booked to play, but no, they can't do it, so whatever, we get Steve Adamack.
The amazing Steve Adamack Band from Ottawa, Ontario. Shout out to Steve.
Absolutely.
And what else are you going to be doing tonight, specifically, Trevor?
Tonight, at Funky's, there is a really cool cover show. So the Ramones, the Misfits, and Turbo Negro Bands.
And going all the way back to the set we did before, Luke tweeted in and was wondering what we played between... The High Tension Wires and Elvis Christ, and we discovered it was Lover.
It's a band called Lover with, as I said, Rich Retard, who was on drums. That was his new band after the Retards. He was also in Naughty Nights that we played earlier.
So thank you so much for Luke for tweeting in that question right there. And actually, speaking of lucky tweeterers and phone callers, there'll be some tickets to be giving away on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show for the Death and Blowfly gigs tonight. So stay tuned.
Wicked.
To the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show. Anything else coming up for your gigs? Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say we didn't list the songs that have we just...
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, before we get to that, any other gigs coming up? You have tonight at Funky's, your Ramones tribute band is playing.
There's that, and I guess, as far as I know, I'm not really good at paying attention, but Nervous Talk and Valentine's, the next gigs are going to be for the Fall Down, Get Down.
And you can check that information at latidarecords.com. And what else did we just hear in that last set there?
All right, so that last song was Valentine's, brand new, a song called Morning. Before that was Teledrome, really good friends of mine from Calgary, Alberta.
On the Hozak record label.
On the Hozak record label. That song was Double Visions.
And that's one guy?
That's Ryan Sadler, the brainchild of Ryan Sadler. So.
And do they play out live with one guy?
No, he has a full band now, but recorded that was one guy.
And before that, some Jacuzzi Boys.
Yeah, seen that show that they played at the Waldorf, and man, those kids blew my mind. That was incredible. So I don't even really know how to pronounce that. Vizcaya, possibly. And then before that, FM Knives with DOA.
And I made you change the song.
Yeah, no swear words today.
And before that, we began... Whoa, did we... No, the High Tension, that's what we... No, okay. That
we began with FM Knives.
We began with the FM Knives. And we're going to end right now with the Ramones.
The Ramones.
Coming up, an interview with Death from Detroit and also Blowfly from Miami, Florida. And thank you so much, Trevor, from the Ballantines for coming into the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show and bringing all these records. Really appreciate it. Again, this was your ideas of the 1990s, right?
Yeah.
Since you weren't too old in the 1990s, were you?
No.
So this is how you want to remember the 1990s.
Exactly.
With some old and new stuff. And you can also remember the 1990s and also 2013 quite well, because I think you have some posters on your wall. How's that Nardwuar Evaporators poster?
I still got to take that down, get a frame for it.
There's like a giant Nardwuar Evaporators poster you have. I was wondering what happened to it. You have it safe, right? It's safe.
Yeah, I had to think about how I got that. Just walked into an evaporator show loaded and took a Newtown Animals record from the Mint booth and then decided to go and take your guys' flyer.
Do you have many memorabilia type items? Do you have many posters and stuff? You brought in a lot of records. Do you have a lot of posters and stuff?
Yeah. I have a really cool poster from 1964, Jerry and the Pacemakers, for the ferry across the Mersey where they're riding a Lumbretta.
Where'd you get that?
I think a record fair. A good friend of mine had his booth, so it cost me a lot of money.
Whereas the evaporator's one was free. In fact, it's going to cost you even more money to get it framed.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks so much again, Trevor, for coming to the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all before we kick into the Ramones? What are we going to hear from the Ramones here? And why'd you pick this one?
It's just a good send-off track. Today, Your Love.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there?
No.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Trevor, and doot-doot-a-loot-do.
Doot-do.
find the answer. All the things you search for, you seem to find. You never go wrong. Just listen to God. But the words of God, they never seem to reach you. And you wonder why. God is God. You'll never be free. You don't open your eyes and see. The whole world is destruction, but for all the pure and righteous hearted, life will rise. Put your troubles in his hands and love each other every day. Now you wonder why you can't see him. You wonder why you can't see him. Touch him, talk with him, see him, feel him. Touch him, walk with him, see him.
You're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, and we have a caller on the line. Hello, are you there, caller?
I am here.
Who are you?
I'm Bobby Axby from Death.
Hello, Bobby. Welcome to the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show.
How you doing, Nardwuar?
Doing great. Excited because Death are returning to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada tonight, right? You're playing tonight.
Yeah, we're very excited to be right here in Vancouver, and we'll be at the Rickshaw Theater.
Before you came on the air, Bobby, of Death, I played some selections from a couple bands that I didn't know that you were in. I played something by The Fourth Movement, You'll Never Go Wrong, from 1980, and Lamb's Bread, Keep On Movin', from 1986. What can you tell the people about those bands, Bobby?
Well, okay, you know, The Fourth Movement is the band that, you know, after we had went through so much rejection with the name Death, you know, David, yeah, I mean, we basically followed our leader to New England, and we tried to introduce the New England people to the band Death, but we got the same reaction that we did in Detroit, so kind of like after a few years, you know, we decided, David decided to, a new concept for the group, and we all got on board again, and we called it The Fourth Movement, and, you know, we did some spiritual rock and roll, and, you know, the Lamb's Bread thing was after we went through a lot of rejection with the Fourth Movement situation, kind of similar to what the Death thing was. David got homesick and went back to Detroit, and he wanted me and Dennis to come back with him, and it was kind of a standoff for a few years where we always thought David would come back to us, and David thought that we would come back to Detroit. So here we were still practicing all the Death stuff and the Fourth Movement stuff, and, you know, we had some interaction with a wonderful college called the University of Vermont, and had some interaction with some reggae promoters who invited us to see a few shows. And, you know, me and Dennis, after witnessing how, you know, the college kids went really crazy every time the reggae bands would go bass and drums, we looked at each other and said, hey, you know what, bass and drums is all we have, so it's a no-brainer, you know, let's try out this reggae thing. And we formed a band called Lamb's Bread, and, hey, we became quite popular in New England. And, you know, all that time, we performed reggae music, and then in 2008, Death came back knocking, and, you know, the music was discovered, and, you know, here we are.
And
here we are in Vancouver.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So I played The Fourth Movement, You'll Never Go Wrong. Then I played some Lamb's Bread. And actually, I have a caller right now on the line. If anybody has any questions for the band Death, it's 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, or tweet at Nardwuar. And we have a caller right now. Caller, go ahead to Death.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Nardwuar. My name's Jason. I actually supplied the songs that Nardwuar played today. I'm a big fan of The Fourth Movement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I've got both the LPs. So I had a question. You know, I find that The Fourth Movement material is something that the public seem unaware of. And also,
yes,
the Death documentary neglects it to some extent. I do consider it to be Death at its peak of dynamic composition, and it really showcases the extent of your talents.
Wow, I appreciate you saying that, and I'm sure David would love that.
Is showcased.
Yeah, you know, well, the thing is that, you know, what we did is I guess you're right about that. You know, at the time, had we continued on as under the name Death, we were coming up with some really very innovative stuff, and, you know, along with David, you know, who was doing it at the time, and we both were writing songs, and me, Dennis, and David were developing this music. So, yeah, I mean, it is pretty important. I think the movie touched upon it to the point of how we transitioned to the Fourth Movement, but the music is still yet to be kind of realized to the public, and we do have plans for releasing that music to the public.
Good, because that's, I just wanted to say, you know, I consider it a socio-political Christian rock group, and
wow.
And I'm, you know, and the thing that really sets it apart from other Christian rock groups is you're not just singing about Jesus. You're singing about life. You're singing about political issues, and it is Death under a new name. It's just for me, it's just a continuation. So I do have a question.
Okay.
So beside the spiritual, mental, physical LP, you know, those two LPs as for the movement, do you plan to release more recordings from the era between 1975 and 1980?
Wow. It's interesting you should say that because, well, only on Nod Wah's show would you get information that you've never heard before, but there is another historic death album coming out on Drag City Records very soon. And in the first of the year, there will be a single, and there will be an album coming out later in the year. And that's all I'm going to say because we want it to be kind of a surprise for the Death fans and everybody that's heard it. I mean, from us and everyone in our camp to everyone has really been quite emotional about it. And it's some of the best stuff that we did right before and as we were transitioning into the fourth movement. So it's really some stuff that we're really excited about.
That's great. Have you considered incorporating any fourth movement material into the Death concert repertoire? That's my final question.
We have talked. Well, we actually do one fourth movement song called State of Mind, and we dedicate that segment to our brother David. And it's really kind of a spiritual, you know, it's kind of the way our spiritual segment to the show. And it's like, we feel like we're actually communicating with David. I don't know, like having a conversation with him, you know, while we're on stage. So, that song meant a whole lot to him. The song called State of Mind. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that we have shared. And we do plan to share more music with the public.
Any other questions at all, Jason?
No, I just want to say it means a great deal to me. I had heard your music on that bootlegged compilation, No One Left to Blame. So I probably heard Death before your sons even had. And it's been so exciting to watch this whole journey with you guys. And I really identify with how much it's touched you and the profound effect it's had on your life to revisit this. So I'm proud and happy for you.
Well, thank you so much. And we are proud and happy. And you know what? It is people like yourself who helped to bring us back, man, and we're very appreciative of that.
I'm going to be there tonight watching every second, man.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, Jason, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doo!
And you're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, and we're live here with Death on the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And the caller, Bobby, mentioned the documentary, but I was curious, what about the movie? The last time I talked to you, Most Deaf, the movie. Is Death the movie going to happen? Have you had any more contact with Most Deaf?
Well, here's the deal. You know what? We've had some contact with some of his people who are doing some things, and the great thing about it is that we just finished a complete manuscript, so there's going to be a book coming out that's going to give a lot more detail, you know, that the movie doesn't have, and we're really excited about that. That's on tap also for next year. Also on tap for next year, we're very excited because we just completed a brand new Death album, and we have, for the first time since 1976, we released a vinyl 45, and we brought those with us. And we're promoting those as well, and they'll be, you know, going out to the radio stations, you know, within the next couple of weeks. And we're really excited about it because it's our first vinyl single since 1976, and it's from the new album that we just completed. So there's going to be we have a lot of things on tap for 2014. It's going to be a really great year for Death music.
How many theaters did the movie play in, the documentary? How many theaters did it actually play in?
Man, we haven't counted, you know. We just know that we've been getting response. We've just been invited to Brazil. We've been invited to Paris. We've gotten response from people who said they saw the movie in Mozambique, Australia. So in America, I mean, I know that it's been shown in more than 50 theaters around the country already.
You always have the flyest threads. What did Death look like in the 70s when you performed? Because nowadays, when you perform, you have the best outfits. What outfits do you have? Like, last time I talked to you had amazing outfits, but I've seen more incredible outfits. What did you look like in the 70s when you performed?
Well, you know what? We didn't perform much because we did a lot of recording, but David had a lot of the things that you see that we're doing is concepts that me, Dennis, and David had talked about, you know, because, I mean, hey, we were in tune to all those bands like Sly and the Family Stone, of course, the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. I mean, it was all about fashion, and fashion was fun. I mean, rock and roll makes fashion fun, so we wanted to have fun with it, too. So a lot of it is just a continuation of the plans that we had and what we do, you know. So it's really what me and David and Dennis probably would have done had we, you know, gotten the big contract and were out there, you know, doing it then.
And we're speaking here live to Bobby from Death, who are playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at the Rickshaw Theater. Tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And callers out there, we'll be giving away some tickets, so hold on at the end of the show. Some free tickets. Go see Death. Just keep holding on. Also, Bobby of Death, wanted to ask you about the concepts you had about Death when you were starting out. Those prank phone calls that you guys did in the 70s, how did you record those prank phone calls? Could you explain to people about those?
Well, that was all David's idea. I mean, David used to, I mean, he would, you know, that was, and those were back in the days when it was just, that was my mother's phone, and it was just a, you know, like a landline, but, you know, it had the buttons on it, you know, so we had just kind of came out of the dial system into the buttons, but David knew how to take those things apart, man, and hook them up to tape recorders and wah-wah machines and effects pedals, and, I mean, you know, he would drive my mom crazy sometimes, you know, but, I mean, you know, she'd come home and, you know, the whole phone would be taken apart and wires would be everywhere, and they'd be going to the tape recorder, and David would call people, you know, and he even did that to my wife. He called, you know, and he and Dennis's girlfriend. I mean, David took no prisoners when it came to calling people. I mean, we have even tapes of him and Earl, you know, like Earl was watching television one night, and David, he gets a call from David, and the same kind of echo, you know. So, I mean, David just had fun with that. That was his way of just having fun, and he recorded them all.
I'm so excited that they survive, too, these tapes. Like, phone call, prank phone call tapes surviving. Stuff like that never survives. I love that. Death, thank you for surviving. Thank you, Death, for surviving.
We was always worried we'd get into trouble for that.
Now, Death, have you ever had any interaction with any of the metal band Death? The metal band, the members of the metal band Death?
You know what? No, we really haven't. And, you know, those guys came along, and I know that they, you know, it's interesting that their leader died the same year as our brother David, and they basically formed in the mid-80s, but we never really had any interaction with those guys.
You did play with Metallica, though, speaking of metal. You did play with Metallica.
We did. And we just have to give big ups and thank you to Robert Trillo, who's a big Death supporter. And we played the Orion Festival in Detroit at Belle Isle, and that was very, very special and emotional for us. And glad to be a part of his friendship connection and the whole band Metallica. We really love those guys.
And hello, are you there, caller?
I am here, Nardwar.
Now, this is pretty exciting, David. Well, sorry, this is really exciting. What is really happening right now is just so mind-blowing. I'm getting a bit confused here, Bobby of Death. Right now, we are joined by, on the phone, Tom from Blowfly. Do you know...
What's happening, Death?
Hey, Blowfly, how you doing?
My man, we are both on the Netflix with our documentaries, and we are both conquering this city tonight.
Could you please explain, Tom, drummer of Blowfly, Blowfly versus Death? Can you please explain the bands in case people don't know? Both of them, if you could, please, Tom.
Well, I can say that, you know, we are two poles of the same craziness, my man. Death are a band that should have been bigger than sliced bread, but the times had not caught up with them. Whereas the Blowfly is so scary and so underground that it could not be denied at the time, because while you could get arrested for having the records, people still bought them. There was no Clive Davis's keeping Blowfly records away from people.
Do you remember Blowfly at all, Bobby? Do you remember Blowfly?
Yes, we do.
Would you have any interactions with Blowfly ever over the years? Ever come across his records?
Well, you know, yeah, we've come across a few of Blowfly's records, and you know, we also we haven't seen the full documentary, but I've seen a little bit of that documentary, and you know, I know that it's very true what he just said. You know, we're kind of like two poles from the same, you know, from the same spear, you know.
But very close, right, Tom, from Blowfly, because Blowfly is a Christian, right, Tom?
That is correct.
And you guys, Death, you guys are Christians, right?
That is correct.
So right now, let's make history on the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show. Tom, can you bring Blowfly and introduce Blowfly to Death?
I will. Blowfly?
Meet Death. Death are on the telephone with you.
Here we have...
Death, meet Blowfly.
Hey, Blowfly!
Pick up!
And I didn't say Roy McCoy or Malloy.
Hello, Blowfly. This is Nardwuar. I'm on the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show here, also with the band Death. The band Death, Blowfly, from Detroit, Michigan.
Tell him I said Deb, Deb, Deb. Is it true, not ward, that every time the freak snort, it makes you shoot your ward? I mean, Michael Jackson's spirit told me that.
Do you still remember me? Do you remember me, Blowfly? Do you remember me?
Of course I remember you.
What do you remember me as, Blowfly?
I remember you having a... I can't say it. We on the air, right?
No.
You don't know, I can curse?
Should Blowfly curse at all there, Bobby?
Well, it's your show now, Well, we can only, yeah, it's your show, man.
Any questions at all for Blowfly at all, Bobby, from Death? Now that you guys are together, you're finally together here.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, the only questions that we have is that it's more or less more like a statement. We just hope that those guys are still out there doing it and you know, never relent and just keep on going, man. Keep on going in that great direction.
Yeah, it became natural when I was about 6 years old. I started off doing it to get on the crackers and rednecks, and it backfired on me. They love it. I would catch them listening. I would say, "Minute, stop." "Yeah, Minute Pearl. Do you love me?" "Minute Gam, why do you keep asking me that?" "I don't know you love me." "If you can see what I'm doing now, you know I love you. What you doing?" "I'm looking at your picture, and I'm jerking my beep over you. I beep at myself, it ain't true. I jerked it so much, till the hair turned black and blue. Jerking my beep over you." Shut off to that boy now. And the white people loved it. My grandmother was going to beat my butt. And they come on, "Cindy, what are you doing?" She said, "He's the most disgusting person I've ever seen. You leave him alone." Mother said, "You're a disgrace to the black race. You ain't no better than a Blowfly." I didn't know what a Blowfly was at the time. It's a white girl named Mel McCross. Tell them I'm mad with Cindy. She called you a Blowfly. And they lay eggs on dead things to turn into maggots. She ain't never seen me cry, and I started crying. And she said, "Oh, shoot, I shouldn't have told you, but that's a good sign." "True." And I said, "How can it be a good sign?" She said, "When comics struck the earth, and kill all the prehistoric dinosaurs, human life form could have never survive. But Blowflies came by and lay eggs on dead things that turn into maggots and ate up diseases." And I stopped crying and went, "She said, oh, hell, I should have shut up." So I've been doing it a long time with the rednecks. Enjoyed that. Used to have, they come down there and the guy say, "On the road again. I just can't wait to be on the road again. Girl, up your old Hershey Highway, won't it turn to ever been?" I had a good memory. Remember all of that. I love the hillbilly. Blacks would get mad with me. If you're black, you're supposed to love the blues. I hate that blues. "Boy, don't grow the hen, don't lay your wife, run around, the sun is gay." All that stuff.
Well, you know, in Detroit, we were supposed to play Motown and rhythm and blues, but we loved Motown and rhythm and blues, and we loved everything that Detroit produced.
Yeah,
but our choice just happened to be rock and roll.
Grand, you know where the $20,000 at in Motown?
Oh, yeah, the 20 grand.
Diana Ross would come there with a spring. And Smokey Robinson, I knew in person that you need to mess with Diana Ross.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put my brother Dennis, the drummer, on the phone because he hung out at 20 grand a lot more than I did because our mother used to take him down there to see shows.
Yeah, I did. You know what I mean? I would come there and do Motown stuff like Diana Ross.
How you doing, man?
Why don't you, baby?
Good.
It's a piss out of me. Why don't you,
You're just
baby?
Hearing Blowfly in the background, the legendary
just
Blowfly.
They would crack up.
Blowfly, meet Dennis from the band Death. Blowfly, this is Dennis.
How you doing, Blowfly?
How you doing, Dennis from Gap Band? Do y'all have a Gap?
From the band Death, No, Dennis, are you familiar with Blowfly at all? The legendary porno rocker.
Well, you know, I've definitely heard of Blowfly, but I've not seen any live shows, but I would love to.
Because tonight is the night Blowfly is playing the same town you are. Yes, tonight.
Oh, really? Come to see me. I'm going to mess with you on stage.
Tonight in Vancouver, right now, tonight in Vancouver, Blowfly is playing Fortune Sound Club, an early show, and you guys are playing The Rickshaw, only a few blocks away, The Late Show. So I was thinking, Death could become Blowfly, and Blowfly could become Death tonight.
You're playing just a few blocks away, huh?
A few blocks away.
Wow.
Well, if it's just a few blocks away, man, we'll try to get around there and see.
Yeah, come on around here, and I'm going to give you back to Tom. Hold on.
So there we have Tom. We're back to Tom. Tom, now we're talking to Dennis of the band Death. Tom, Dennis.
My man.
And Dennis, maybe you want to tell Tom a little bit about your death, and actually, Tom, maybe you want to tell Dennis a little bit about your death, or Tom, maybe I should say specifically, why don't you tell Dennis about where you're playing tonight, so we can set up this meeting of Blowfly and Death together.
We are playing the Fortune Sound Club.
Fortune Sound Club.
At 10 o'clock. Doors are at 9.
O'clock.
What time you guys go on, my man?
What time do we go on at the rickshaw?
I think at about 11 you're on. 10:50.
We're about 11, so, yeah, there may be some time where we can get away and get down there. I mean, we got to get our sound check and stuff done, but there's some time. Yeah, man, I would love to.
That's right. You know, we gotta take this back old school, my man. We got to bring this, because there's only so many of us together doing these things.
Well, I know. So, I mean, you know.
Blowfly and Death and make one dead Blowfly.
Yeah. We call it scissoring numbers.
Yeah.
The Death Ring.
Well, thanks very much, Tom, for phoning in and Blowfly. And listeners out there in Radioland, hold on, because we're going to have some free tickets to give away to Blowfly and Death. So, Tom, anything else you want to add to the people out there about Blowfly playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada?
Well, I would like to say this. It is an honor to be on the air with the Legends of Death. It's about time these things happen. Lately this year, it's been happening. We played with Flavor Flav last Saturday. South Carolina.
That must have been exciting.
That was, he came on stage like 3 or 4 times while we were playing, and it was just amazing to be with that. And he walked on stage, and at one point he looked right in front of the crowd at Clarence and goes, "Man, you're a fucking idol, Blowfly." And Blowfly looks at him and goes, "A fucking idol?" He's like, "Yeah, fuck American Idol, fucking idol. That's the next thing."
So tonight,
that's really good.
So tonight in Vancouver,
he
British,
knew what time it was? That's why he always says that.
Well, that's great, man. That's great.
And Tom, if we can, we're going to try to jam in the song Masterpiece by Clarence Reed Blowfly. What can you tell the people about that, if we can jam that in?
Well, there's two things you need to know about that. First, we're playing the Metropolitan Museum of Art, PS1, in New York City in a few weeks. So Clarence Reed the Blowfly is a masterpiece, and he will be playing where the masterpiece are hung. This song was a local single that was cut in the late 60s, early 70s, I believe it was 1970, and Jurassic 5 sampled it in the big hit Quality Control, which came out in 2002.
Wow. Well, thanks so much, Tom and Blowfly, for phoning into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And again, tonight, Blowfly at Fortune Sound Club, early show, and then head on over to go see the legendary Death at the Rickshaw, the late show in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Well, thanks so much, Tom, and And you're still listening to Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. Hello, Dennis. Are you still there?
Yes.
Were you excited to meet Blowfly there?
I was very excited.
We had Blowfly. I like that. Dead Blowfly. Amazing. Dead Blowfly. Now, also, to end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show here, I wanted to play something new by Death. What can you tell the people about the song Relief? We're going to play the song Relief.
Relief was headed up. It was, you know, we all worked on it, but it was Bobby Duncan's, you know, idea, and he brought it to the band, and the band, you know, just dug right into it, and we liked it. We liked the concept of it, and we chose that to head up our new release.
And
so, I mean, we're very excited about the song. Very excited.
And also, if I can jam in there, I'm going to put some Rockfire Funk Express from 1973, People Save the World. That's a pretty amazing tune. Have you been playing that live at all with Death? Because that was recently reissued.
We haven't been playing that live yet. Me and Bob have yet to fuse that in. That was a song that that Jack White heard and he liked. And him and, of course, he has Third Man Records. So he wanted to put that out on Third Man Records. And we, you know, it's like, go ahead, man. We love it.
Your original 7-inch, the Don Davis 7-inch, he is now an owner of a bank? What's that? Don Davis owns a bank? Your original record producer? How did he own a bank?
When United Sound closed down, I guess, you know, I mean, what else can you do, you know, when you're the most legendary music mogul in town, you know, next to Berry Gordy? And, you know, all of a sudden you close your studio down. I guess that's what you do is buy a bank, you know.
What do you remember about playing Calgary, Alberta? Because I saw some pictures of you guys playing Calgary, Alberta, and you were, like, on the floor. The crowd was, like, right all over you. What do you remember about playing Calgary, Alberta?
I remember that being a close-knit gig that was very, very good. The people were very, very receptive. The band was hot that particular night, so I got nothing but good memories about Calgary, Alberta.
How about Bootsy? You bumped into Bootsy. Bootsy,
yes,
Collins.
We did. And, you know, we always bump into Bootsy. You know, one of these days we're going to bump into each other in the studio and maybe make something good.
How about the band Radke? I saw a picture with the band Radke, a bunch of youngsters.
Radke is a hot band. Radke is a very hot band. They're up and coming, and watch out for those guys. They're young, they're tight, and, you know, they're ready to be put on the forefront.
And lastly, David was at, like, the MC5 staged Lovin' on Belle Island in, like, 67 that John Sinclair put on. There was a riot there at that time?
Yes, there was. Well, you know, John Sinclair was a man of the people. And he was a man of his own way, too. And, you know, by us following the MC5 so much, and David especially, David would go places that we didn't go, and he happened to be at that rally. And, you know, because he rode his little Stingray bicycle in there. And thankfully enough that he came home right at the right time. Because when he was coming off the island, the National Guard was coming onto the island. So it was just like a little hit and miss there. And the rest of it, you know, the rest of that rally is history, man.
Well, thanks so much for phoning into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. Really appreciate it, Death. And
Thank you for having us.
And everybody should check you out tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at the Rickshaw. And we have some free tickets to give away to Death and Blowfly, who is playing tonight at Fortune Sound Club, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. We have free tickets to go see Blowfly and free tickets to go see Death. And we're going to end here right now with a new tune by Death, Relief, and then we're going to kick into Blowfly Masterpiece on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Come out to the show. We're ready to rock. We're going to show you what we got.
Well, that rhymes.
I have a record signing. We like to get personal with the people, so come on out and enjoy.
Well, thanks so much, Death. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot doot a loot do.
Doot doot.
Love. the beat.